At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, as our producer Brandon reminds me and all of America. Yes, with my one hand, I'm currently in a giant splint readying for surgery next week. No bueno. Mike Harmon alongside Rich Hornberger, Jason Smith off tonight. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. At Hornberger, where you find him on Twitter. Played in the league for years. Every morning getting up and battling Steve Hartman for airtime and then doing it again as part of our lineup here at Fox Sports Radio on Sunday mornings. Following me and Bucky Brooks, we're on 6 a.m. To 10 a.m. Pacific, and then Rich and Steve take it over and bring you all the best of the day's action, and certainly during the football season, you know, when we're schedule watching, which we'll do in about 20 minutes, we'll have them breaking it down and obviously either celebrating or mocking the good, the bad, the ugly. Right now, we're looking at the NBA. Dallas ready to force a game seven, a beatdown over Phoenix, 23-point lead, under 2 minutes remaining there. We'll have more from Miami and Philly in just a moment because Joel Embiid went all Leonardo DiCaprio and busted out a flamethrower in his postgame comments. But I have to ask you, Rich, how you feeling? You know, we're halfway through. The disco ball's still spinning. What's going on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I feel great. You know, I'm not shy to partake in a little post 8 p.m. caffeine. Now, a lot of people are against that. They say to themselves, self, am I going to be able to sleep tonight? But I'm a living the moment guy. So I took it upon myself to take this break, to have a cup of coffee. So I'm ready to rock, Mike Harmon. I'm rejuvenated.
It's funny you should say that. I've got a giant glass of water and a really grossly oversized cup of coffee next to me as well.
Okay, okay.
But it's something people have come to know here on Fox Sports Radio. That's what we bring to bear each and every night. We'll get into that Ben Roethlisberger story that we teased a little bit last hour. Because it's kind of an interesting sidelight. For a guy that's retired, that there's still some animus and headlines making the way on this scheduled release day, we have to get that into the mix. Why? Because it's good theater. And what do we love most? Great theater in sports, which is why two of the greatest words that we are allowed to say are Game 7. And that's what's fun and exciting about Dallas with a victory over Phoenix. And I know I have some friends that are big Phoenix Suns fans. They have to just wear it. Their team didn't show up. Okay? That's all there is to it. 22 turnovers, something you harped on a little bit earlier, Rich. 22 turnovers to Dallas's 6.
Dude.
And a couple of times in this series, that's what we've seen. Dallas being very good and methodical and taking care of the basketball. And tonight, that's the tale of the tape. Four players in double figures, led by Doncic with his 33, Bullock with 19, Brunson with 18. The thing I like most about the stat line with that, Rich, not necessarily the points, but that between them, they attempted 29 shots.
Yeah.
They wanted to be the support to Luka that we had seen and begged for so desperately at times in this series and throughout the season.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and importantly, you know, the winner typically, you know, it's typically the team that out hustles, out plays, and in the postseason, it's no different. I should even say it's emphasized, it's capitalized, it's exclamated in the postseason. You got to play with heart. You got to play with the edge. We were talking about sweeping out the corners. We were talking about playing beyond the margins when it comes to postseason play. You know, you go home if you don't win these games. And I understand these are 7-game series. I understand that as it stands, nobody goes home tonight because the Mavs get the win and knots things up. But still, it's they got outplayed. I mean, they got as outplayed as you possibly could get. Points scored, points off of turnovers, boards. I mean, this was a teardown. So we'll see. We'll see what happens because the better teams can look at themselves in the mirror and have a game where they can turn it around and come back. We'll see if we have a gutty Suns team who's looking to take on the West the way they did just a year ago. Because you forget, because there's talent everywhere you look in the West, you forget that the Suns were the cream that rose to the top. I think it was more of a war of attrition that they won as opposed to being the most talented team in basketball. I think that's fair criticism. But still, they got there. We'll see if they can do it again.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't even think that constitutes as criticism. So when everybody talks about that as, you know, being mean and demeaning to what they did, it's just a statement of fact.
Right.
Right.
Right. They kind of outlasted the field.
That's it. That's all that matters in sports. That's as much as the execution of plays is being able to be available time and again for these star players. And we look at it, this is another night. Chris Paul, as we get into the final minute here, only 7 shot attempts. So we go through the game log, and three names really dominating NBA discussion right now when it goes Kyrie Irving, long done, but what happens next? We're going to get back into James Harden in a moment. And then Chris Paul, because it's another game where offensively he disappears, where you have in four straight games now where you've had fewer than 10 shot attempts from Chris Paul, with the assist totals, only one double-digit assist game going back to the second to final game against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Been quiet, right? The same distribution. Defensive looks a little bit different here. And obviously we know in an ebb and flow of a series that you're going to get some things buttoned up and it's about adjustments. But right now, Chris Paul, you know, we celebrated his 37th birthday last week, Rich, and now he's looking all the bit of 37.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's true. And I think, look, we may have seen the last best shots for Chris Paul taken. And what I mean is how many are left in the chamber here? You're nearing 40. It's been a brilliant career. Inarguably one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game of basketball. He's a Hall of Famer in weight. The one credential item that he doesn't have listed next to his very decorated name is a championship. And we'll see if this Suns team has enough. I don't know. It looked like it was going to be a series going away for the Suns at first, but the same way the Suns kind of won the war of attrition, this series is starting to feel like that. And if the tide does turn, here's the only thing I will say. Look, they have the lead. They have the lead in the series. They had a commanding and dominant start to the series. Luka and the Mavericks, it feels a little like smoke and mirrors. It feels like for a game you can fool them. Can this be a consistent effort from the Mavericks? Can they do this on a night-in-night-out basis? I remember the entire regular season we were saying, first of all, offensively, Luka can't carry the entire load the entire season and into the postseason and have success. That was one thing offensively we knew. And secondarily, his defense is a liability. It has been for a very long time. So we'll see if that rears its head again in this series. It's very possible it will.
But as it always comes down to, right, adapt, other guys stepping up into their games as we're celebrating some of those secondary guys, 18, 19 points, shot attempts and effort plays more and more, and not having Luka get worn down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because if he's logging – you know, the full shot clock of getting banged around and bumped, and then defensively it's the, all right, let's run him through screens and really just take every shot. So by the fourth quarter, he's got nothing left. And part of that is his conditioning. But that's always in the background. That's always there, right? A guy that we hope to see on this huge stage for a long, long time. And part of that is taking care of yourself in the off season and recognizing earlier rather than later that you need to. But here's the beauty of it is now you just need one more if you're the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Right? It's for all the marbles on a Sunday afternoon. That's as good as it gets. You and Steve and Bucky and I will certainly be setting the table for all of that, but the best words we get in all of sports between the NBA, Major League Baseball, occasionally your World Series going to seven. And, of course, you know, hockey in seven games. That's about as good as it gets, especially if you're there live and in living color. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight. Now, I alluded to it, so we have to play it here because this is about as good as it gets. The Philadelphia 76ers go out in a whimper against the Miami Heat, 99-90, the final. Again, if you didn't watch this game, don't let the box score, final score, I should say, fool you. Go back and watch the tape. It's better than any horror movie that's been made in the last 5 years. But Miami moves on. They'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Joel Embiid, hey, he did what Joel Embiid does. He's mad about not being the MVP. We already knew that. But he also is not a big fan of teammates no-showing.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden. But that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, yeah, at times, you know, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive. All of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, you know, guys coming off the bench.
How you like that? You know, it could have been, well, all of us could have been. That's the, all right, brain, don't completely shovel him under.
Oh, dude.
I mean, he might as well have. I mean, you already had the flamethrower up and operational. Don't try to soft shoe it. We knew exactly what you were saying there. Look, the last time he attempted 20 shots in a game, Rich, was December 30th.
Wow. Yeah, look, I mean, that's a big bust, right? And not only did he included himself when he said all of us, but when you're naming names and you're a star, just think about it. You know, how often, and we understand the competitor that Jordan was, but how often did he name names? Did he sit on a post-game press conference and talk bad on his teammates? I mean, how many times has LeBron done that? You know, go to other sports. Tom Brady, you know, Matthew Stafford, a Super Bowl champion. Like, how many times, are you pointing the finger around the room as opposed to examining yourself and only yourself when you're the star of a roster? And Joel Embiid, let's have no misgivings here, is the star of the Philadelphia roster. Yeah, you can add a James Harden, and hopefully that sweetens the punch, but he's the ladle that stirs. He's a torn ligament in his thumb. He's got the fractured face. I understand Joel Embiid has done yeoman's work keeping this team even relevant, but that's not a good look organizationally when your star in the final public address is, I mean, just took the team and dumped it out in the road and you know, at a bus stop. That's not great.
That's the greatest exit interview ever.
It really is.
This rivals LeBron taking his man bag and leaving. Remember when he was in that
be better
capri short thing and he put be better and he walked out through the media? I mean, that's where we're at here. And I got to tell you, coming off of this game, this is how bad things are. This is how bad things are. We played the game. We're not going to play the game tonight, but I have to read this tweet. We referenced him in hour one. He's at it again. This comes from the mind of Magic Johnson on Twitter. Quote, James Harden. In a closeout game, you can't have a performance like that. Only take two shots and score no points in the second half? End quote. Magic Johnson, I don't think, has ever been that direct and blunt with the assessment of a player's performance. And we joke about it, right, and some of the Captain Obvious stuff. I think there's some great business stuff and community stuff that Magic Johnson includes in Twitter. It's not fun for sports talk radio fodder, but there's a lot going on there. And I celebrate the guy and his life and career. I mean, there's just a lot of good that has been done. Obviously, you know, there's some other stuff, and that's all private, personal, and they deal with that as they will. But for Magic Johnson to come out and just say, wow, you didn't even bother to play. What are you doing? Yeah. That's about as big an indictment as you're going to get. And your star has just said to the front office, like, hey, how much do you love me here?
Yeah. Ooh. It's a good point. I mean, look, we've been trusting the process in Philadelphia for a long time. And the process, now you could say it worked because it's gotten them to be a perennial playoff team out of the East. But now with 10 teams per conference with an opportunity to make the postseason, I'm talking about the play-in included, when you're talking about two-thirds of the league with an opportunity to get into the postseason, how special is that anymore? It isn't special enough. You got bounced in the semis. So I understand Joel Embiid's frustration, but boy, this is this sort of feels like the fall of Rome. This is decadence. This is when people get a little too high on the hog.
Yeah, man. You got a guy, everything's burning while someone's playing a fiddle. Is that kind of what you're saying here?
Yeah, there's a little bit of the quartet on the bow of the Titanic as the stern tips upward, skyward.
Look at you. Now that's some imagery that you're going through. I, of course, went to Twitter and immediately put up a GIF of Hank Scorpio from The Simpsons, where he's cackling like a madman with his flamethrower while fighting the government. He's Rich Orenberger. I'm Mike Harmon. This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we'll turn our attention to the NFL. A little bit of chaos in Pittsburgh. Don't worry, we're not done with the funeral for the Sixers just yet. But Are you dealing with a dead battery? You can head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. The free battery testing helps you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, well, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and the only place that you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, hey, head over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. He may be retired, but the story's not done. No, it's not Zombie Strange, it's Zombie Ben. Next, here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gotta love the musical madness that I've established in my house, Rich, when the kids are rocking out to the strains of Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Who's this? Tears for Fears?
Nicely done.
How dare you ask?
Okay, all right, relax. I'm doing the best I can.
Hey, it's a weird potpourri, right? Like I always say, it's a rich tapestry of sports and entertainment on this program. And when you've got the musical wizardry of Alex Teichert calling the shots, you really don't know what direction it's coming from.
He's the man. That's what they say. They say from the streets, from the hilltops, he's the man.
Mm. There's no question about it. And he's got his anime work. He was DJing out in Vegas last week. Got a burgeoning superstar. We got to, you know, hitch our wagon to his star as it rockets, man.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Just don't
next
forget
level stuff.
Us. All right.
No, exactly.
How can I forget you? You have a burger named after you. Like, come on.
It's a solid point. It's a delicious burger.
Are we going to get back to all of the cooking with Rich stuff soon?
Yeah, you know what? I want to get into that again. My social media has been focused on, you know, my work, which is sports, which, you know, I mean.
Sports.
Come on. let's be honest. We need to get back to crushing giant burgers in the front seat of my car while my wife looks on through the blinds and with pure disgust. I mean.
Yeah, but in spite of all of that, she loves you terribly.
She does. She does. And I'm terrible to
love. And if that's the worst thing you do is, you know, gluttonize a monstrous burger for likes.
Oh.
See how I minimized it to its absolute lowest common denominator?
No, that's what it is. You post something out there and you're just hoping to be seen and be influence of it. I will say this.
Look at that, Rich Hornberger, comma, influencer.
I hope honestly that's the break is people go, yeah, isn't that the guy who eats burgers in his car? I hope that's the one, right? Because if there's any way to make it, that's the one that'll make me the happiest.
I figure we have to, at some point, just pitch a show to one of these food network things. Either that or you and I just hit up all the Southern California haunts.
Yeah.
And create content, grab fans of places, and just create some chaos.
I dig it. I'll hit the PCH. We can cruise.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really a podcast for the iHeartRadio network, but look, we're always expanding, always entering new territories, and we're ready for our close-ups. At Ornberger on Twitter is where you follow him. Follow me over at Swollen Dome. Now, a guy that was in the league for a very, very long time said goodbye a couple of months ago, but according to Jerry Dulac in a he's over at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, insider for a long, long time. And, you know, you've got a few guys there that have been on that beat for forever, Rich. He was on his weekly chat, and a guy named Billy Bob, which, you know, I'd really love to know if that is his real name. But, quote, is there bad blood between the Steelers and Big Ben with how his career ended? Was he ready to retire, or was it a Troy-type situation where he was forced into it? Referencing, of course, Troy Polamalu, who was with the organization. There was a discussion of, hey, did he want to go to Tennessee to where he could have been reunited with his old DC, which could have been interesting, right, when Dick LeBeau was over there. But with Ben Roethlisberger, like at some point you get a few months away and you look in the mirror and realize you gave it your best, right? Because, I mean, all someone has to do is a supercut of about 30 throws to show you that you were done.
Yeah, this is going to sound like a very unpopular opinion because from an athlete standpoint, and I did this, let me start from the start. I did not practice what I'm about to proselytize, okay?
That's a good word. I like that too. You could have just gone preach. No, you went for the big word.
Oh man, it was a deep reach too. I had a guy. I tried that. The memory
that was guttural. I mean, that was really
that's not good. I just scraped bottom. It's all downhill from here. Then in my career, my body was literally like a jalopy. I was just falling apart at the seams. It was bubblegum and paper clips that was keeping my shoulders together. My back was an absolute hideous mess. I was getting
epidurals at the end of my career weekly to stay on the field. It wasn't good. It wasn't a good situation, and I was trying to hang on for all it was worth, and it was worth a lot to me, and a lot of athletes do that. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fan of entertainment and you enjoy sports as entertainment, which most of us do, what makes great entertainment? Yeah, you need talent. Yeah, you absolutely need people who can hit their marks and state their lines. But also on the back end, you need great editing. And if you step away from the sport and there's still gas left in the tank, a la Barry Sanders, there are no bad years. You know, and people are left to wonder, well, what if? What if he kept going? Yeah, sure. But he's a Hall of Famer. He's irrefutable, one of the greatest to ever do it. He single-handedly lifted a complete disaster of a franchise to relevance. It's just one of those things where some athletes have the ability to hit that editing button and realize, hey, you know, I think I've reaped about all the rewards here that are available for me at this point, and I don't really want to see what the other side of the hill looks like. And then there's guys like me, and frankly, Big Ben, and frankly, Brett Favre, and, you know, I mean, name them, who fell off the proverbial cliff and crashed. There was nothing left in Big Ben's arm. I mean, we all saw it. I mean, and if there was, it wasn't anything great. It wasn't anything that mimicked his earlier success, which spanned two decades, mind you. So I look at it from the standpoint of almost the same way I look at a movie. I'd rather be in a movie where it ends leaving me wanting more than having me walk out and say, you know what, that movie was a half hour too long.
No, that's it. And we do that plenty of times. And look, I don't pretend to have gotten to any level of athletic accomplishment to that, or to have had a movie made. I've had a couple of books published, but I haven't done the movie thing. But the idea, like, and I'm the guy that stands up, and you've known me a while, Rich. I never want to rip the jersey off a guy's back, right? Maybe not for the team he's with. If someone else wants to play, like, I don't want to force you into retirement. So whenever you hear anybody on our network or anywhere else, hey, this guy's too old, because you still hear the Tom Brady stuff. You still hear it with insert player here. I'm not an age guy. Like, just skill set, physicality, where are you at? You've got to assess it accurately and be realistic about it.
Yep.
But I'm not forcing anybody into retire saying, hey, you should just go away. No, if you want to keep trying to shop your wares, but eventually that phone's not going to ring. It might ring for the post-career opportunities like, you know, Brady got with his huge deal, even though he may have 3, 5, 15 years, he may outlive me and still be playing football by the time I'm 6 feet under. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, Father Time is undefeated. And there are points where you just have to realize that you're not a fit there anymore. Pittsburgh had to move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? They have a lot of assets offensively that you can't possibly utilize if your entire game plan has to scheme within 5 to 7 yards of the line of scrimmage.
And you mentioned Tom Brady, and that's a fantastic place to point, because why is Tom Brady a Tampa Bay Buccaneer instead of a Patriot? Because the Patriots, I mean, how many Hall of Famers have they let go rot on somebody else's vine?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about guys who had plenty of years left of talent and plenty of good football left in them, but they didn't want to give them the legacy contracts they desired. They wanted to get younger. They wanted to get cheaper. And it's kept them in the business of winning football games for decades and decades, ever since Bill Belichick took over that team and Robert Kraft purchased that team. They've been able to have success, and it's because of great editing. Yeah, I'm telling you, it makes the movie better. It makes a career seem neater. I'm not saying, like you, I'm not trying to push anybody into a grave prematurely from the standpoint of their athletic career, but I am keenly aware that nobody really wants to see the gray beard out there falling to pieces in front of all of our eyes. You kind of always want to remember them for the greats that they were, as opposed to see the hems come loose and the strings unravel the sweater. And that's unfortunately what happened and was happening with Big Ben there toward the end of his time in Pittsburgh. And you've heard many front office personnel director and head coach say one of the most difficult things to do is to be coaching or to be signing contracts with an aging superstar. You know, it's one of the worst things. It's one of the worst places a franchise can be, and Pittsburgh have really kind of finally unburdened themselves from that.
Well, I think that's the thing, just to close out on this one, Rich, is that with most organizations, you have such a range of turnover from the general managers, presidents, coaching staff, that the problem isn't, you know, a problem with a capital P. But we're talking about when you go to Brady in New England and you go to Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger, there's no turnover. There's no change. Those people are the same. So when we're doing the evaluations, that's what makes it that much more difficult and why there would be bad blood, animosity. I don't know how much of it between Brady and Belichick is real or imagined in terms of how much Brady's still ticked off at Belichick or not. I don't know. I got to imagine there's a little bit. Would I put it a huge blot on my pie chart? Probably not. But with Ben Roethlisberger, I imagine it's the same thing. The guys that have been propping you up, guys that have been supporting you and getting you ready to train each and every year, now have told you that it's time to move on. Yeah, I understand hurt feelings and anger. But those are two very unique circumstances in a league that is rife, I'm using your word again, with turnover at those positions everywhere else.
Yeah, it's an amazing game, and it's an addictive game for fans, and trust me, for players. I did not like the experience of putting my sword down for the last time.
Oh, I believe that.
You know,
absolutely.
It's an uncomfortable thing that every athlete has to do, every football player has to do, and eventually your time comes. It's like waiting in line at a deli or a bakery. You pull your ticket and eventually your number gets called, and you don't know when it's going to happen, but it happens for everybody eventually.
And maybe your ticket gets called and there's no more of the Danish that you wanted. That you got out of bed early to go to the donut shop, and it sold out.
I wanted a crawler, damn it.
He's Rich Hornberger. We will get him that crawler on Sunday morning, no matter what it takes me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There we go. You never know what's coming around the bend here. Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rich Ornberger in for Jason Smith tonight. Honored to have him in. Yeah. Years in the league. He's got all sorts of dirt on Tom Brady that'll be in a forthcoming novelization of that time. Not quite to the level of a Gronking to remember, but hey, we'll find some levity along the way. Look, I'm trying to find you dollars, Rich.
I mean, that's really
– and if I can get my 10%, then we're all good.
Yeah, we'll take this show on the road. No problem whatsoever.
No doubt. Well, I mean, we'll do another fantasy football event in a couple of months, so that'll be
good. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Dude, we'll make sure they get everybody in Southern California down there. So that was good.
I'll tell you what. If anybody doesn't know this who listens to this show regularly – there is no better voice on fantasy football than Mike Harmon. I can't tell you how many weeks of my fantasy season have been saved by the sage advice and wisdom that is dispelled upon me weekly on my radio show in San Diego by Mike Harmon during the NFL season, but also just in terms of my pre-draft selections, because I get to listen to him espouse all this knowledge in front of an audience of onlookers at a casino in Southern California annually. It's good stuff. I feel like I'm, yeah, it's like a little bit like insider trading when you sit next to Mikey Harmon on a panel.
Look at that. Promotional consideration paid for by the following. No, that was great stuff. No, I look forward to it. The I Watcher Flex podcast will be back. We got a bunch of good stuff planned, and obviously I'm roping your knowledge in as often as I possibly can as well. So be prepared, my guy. But more on that. We've got the schedule release, which means people are starting to put some more teeth and more numbers into their computers. I don't know what the teeth thing was, but just trying to put their time and effort to start those preliminary rankings. because now we start getting that ebb and flow, right? Travel, morning games, you know, east to west, going back and forth, all of those things. Many a weary travel mile, strength of schedules. I did my hit in Baltimore earlier, and so the inevitable, you know, worst to first discussion start, because we have that 17 of the last 19 years, Rich.
Yeah.
Where you've had at least one team. And there aren't very many candidates, and obviously I was on in Baltimore, so they're looking at their squad going, well, the tsunami can't of injuries can't possibly hit again, right? And COVID and everything else, like, well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But strength of schedule, one that a lot of folks lean on, is like, you have no idea what a team's going to look like opening day versus week eight. And I use the Ravens as that great example. So as much as we start banging drums and getting excited, it's like, hey, man, it's a week-to-week league, as much as we want to look ahead to the end game.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of the things that I'm fascinated by is the excitement around scheduling. In general, like I love, from the standpoint of a fan base, I can see how a fan would get involved in their team schedule, but just the overall general enthusiasm around it. That's the part of it I can't get over. The lead up, it felt like Christmas Eve.
If you booked a flight today to see your team, let me know at Swollen Dome. We'll track those as we go. Back into the NBA and guys spitting fire next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.